Philippine Voice News, The Global Link. Democratic Union President criticizes government over load shedding crisis. Care for Nature Zambia urges government to prepare for anticipated floods. And Madagascar President hide in a safe place as he warns of coup attempt. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Democratic Union President Akim Njovu has criticized government for its lack of honesty regarding the ongoing load shedding situation in the country. Mr. Njovu said it was embarrassing for the Minister of Energy to announce that compounds would be receiving 10 hours of uninterrupted power supply, only for ZESCO Limited yesterday to inform the nation that the said areas will receive 4 hours of power due to challenges in electricity generation and access. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Njovu said it was unfair for the minister to make pronouncements about improved power supply without having accurate information on the full extent of the power generation deficit. Zambians are frustrated by the power crisis and the dishonesty from government is not helping the situation, said Mr. Njovu. He further urged the government to review its electricity export framework, arguing that it was unreasonable for Zambia to continue exporting power at the expense of citizens who are already facing harsh economic conditions. Mr. Njovu also challenged the government to admit failure in its handling of the energy crisis, noting that most investments in the energy sector have remained on paper and have not translated into tangible results.
Yes, it's definitely in case a complete failure, but one thing that I pick up is that it's lack of patriotism from our leaders, because I think they do not prioritize the well-being of the citizens and the well-being of our economy. They're just after making profits. That's why they're able to have that courage of exporting 500 megawatts. And the country is in dire need of electricity. I was in Chipata a few days ago. People are complaining bitterly there. You find that power sometimes comes at 22 hours, and you hear welders welding at 22 hours, in compounds where people are also sleeping. So is that supposed to be the case?
Federation of Free Trade Unions of Zambia Secretary General Nelson Mwale has called on all workers across the country to uphold a strong work ethic and maintain high standards of integrity, regardless of the agency or institution they are employed in. His remarks follow concerns raised by Minister of Green Economy and Environment Mike Mposha, who expressed concern over the poor work culture and rising cases of corruption at the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, yesterday. And speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwale emphasized the importance of a positive and productive work culture, stating that workers should be a source of motivation and value to their organizations. Every worker has a responsibility to contribute positively to their institution goals, said Mr. Mwale. Mr. Mwale also condemned any acts of corruption, saying that the labor movement will not protect individuals involved in criminal acts, regardless of their positions. He further urged union members and the wider workforce to avoid actions that could be perceived as corrupt or unethical, reiterating that maintaining public trust is critical for both the union and its members.
The work culture must be that which is motivating to the organization. Not only that, any element of corruption that is identified must be rooted out. Remember, whoever is corrupt, I think the long arm of the law must be extended on them, as a labor movement will not sit there and defend what, you know, is criminal, regardless of who the perpetrator is. And so we regret that there are those findings.
Care for Nature Zambia has called on government to put in place adequate preparedness measures ahead of the anticipated floods in the 2025-2026 rainy season. This follows a recent government advisory urging the nation to prepare for possible floods, disease outbreaks and infrastructure damage during the upcoming rainfall period. Organization Executive Director Sama Kens said public awareness alone may not be sufficient to prevent the impact of floods, particularly in flood-prone areas. She emphasized the need for government to implement concrete measures to mitigate the effects of the expected heavy rains. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Ms. Cranes urged the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, and the Meteorological Department to conduct continuous assessment of high-risk areas and ensure early relocation of families likely to be affected. She noted that proactive relocation would help prevent a repeat of last year's situation, where families lost property worth thousands of kwacha and school children were forced to miss classes due to flooding.
It's very important that such a sensitization is done in the communities that have been assessed that as likely to be affected. It is also important to come up with a mitigation plan, because if the flooding is going to be devastating to the extent where it washes away homes, then there has to be preparedness of where people will go. If there is need for evacuation, all these plans need to be put in place, because most of the time when there is evacuation, the people are taken to schools, and this also affects learning.
Operation Young Vote OIV Executive Director Gaze Nyirenda has condemned remarks by United Party for National Development National Youth Chairperson Gilbert Liswaniso, who recently stated that individuals not adopted by the ruling party as candidates in next year's general elections will not be allowed to contest as independents. Mr. Nyirenda describes Mr. Liswaniso's statements as unconstitutional, warning that no one, regardless of their status, has the power to override the rights enshrined in Zambia's constitution. These remarks are not right, and Zambia has laws and a constitution to give everyone the right to participate in elections, said Mr. Nyirenda. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Nyirenda said that the constitution is the supreme law of the land and cannot be altered by statements or internal party decisions. Mr. Nyirenda further pointed out that the constitution is a people's document that exists to empower all eligible citizens to participate in the governance of the country, including running for elected office, either under a political party or as independent candidates.
Those kinds of words by the national chairperson are not correct. And it would be important to put things, records correct. We have a law, and the constitution is very clear, and the constitution gives each one of us the right to participate. Whether you have been left by someone or a political party, you have the right to engage. And if the law, the supreme law, the constitution gives you leverage, from our gates your rights, I don't think there can be any statement from anyone, regardless of their status, that can stop and change what the constitution says.
In foreign news, Madagascar's President Andry Rajoelina has said he is sheltering in a safe place after an attempt on his life following weeks of protests calling for him to quit. In a live broadcast to the nation on Facebook, Rajoelina, 51, said a group of military personnel and politicians planned to assassinate him. He did not reveal his location, but unconfirmed reports earlier suggest he had fled the country on a French military aircraft. It follows a fortnight of nationwide protests, mainly led by young demonstrators aimed at kicking him out of power. Coming up shortly, Indonesian members of parliament get extra allowance weeks after angry protests over perks. This and more, stay tuned.
Cancer of the blood. Blood cancer is a widely used term for blood, bone marrow, and lymphatic cancer. Mostly, this cancer starts from the bone marrow. In this cancer, the development of blood cells gets disturbed by unrestrained growth of abnormal blood cells. There are no specific known causes of this malignancy, but some common symptoms include fevers, night sweating, enlarged lymph nodes, fatigue, and tiredness. Approximately one-third of all cancers diagnosed in children are blood cancer. A regular checkup can make all the difference. Remember, your health is your responsibility. Act now.
And now for the rest of the news. Weeks after widespread protests swept Indonesia over the excessive pay of lawmakers, a new allowance raise has unleashed fresh public anger. Lawmakers will now get $42,400 US dollars.